WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. The Wall Street Journal recently reported major pharmaceutical companies have made deals valued at $20 billion. Much of that involves GlaxoSmithKline, whose North American vaccine operation will be based in the Bryan-College Station corridor.
The point man in that relationship is the chief executive of the Texas A&M Health Science Center. Dr. Brett Gerard took note of the journal reporting GSK's $5 billion purchase of the vaccine portfolio of rival Novartis. He says that solidifies GSK's position as the world's leader in vaccines.
In the long term, our key partner, GSK, now has even more vaccines under its armamentarium against disease. And in the long term, that is an outstanding development for us in the biocorridor and for Texas in general.
Recruitment continues to bring more manufacturers to the biocorridor.
There are many companies and a couple of very large ones that are in the GSK class that we're, you know, actively speaking with. No specific projects yet, but we are on the radar, we're on the map.
And Gerard considers it an exciting possibility that GSK could produce the newly acquired vaccines in the biocorridor. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos County property owners will be receiving valuation notices in the mail this week. Chief Appraiser Mark Price says if you plan on appealing, do some research.
They need to look and see if are there any issues with their property that we may not know about. We don't get in a lot of those properties, so sometimes we learn a lot more from the property owners than they do, you know, from us when they come in. And that's good information for us. Then we'll take a look at that information and adjust the property if it's required.
And Price says the appraisal district has nothing to do with how much you pay in taxes. That's done by the various governing bodies like city councils, school boards, and county commissions. Bryan police responding to a report of suspicious activity near the Blinn campus resulted in a Bryan man's fourth arrest in the last 6 months. 19-year-old Dimitri Sarbai told police he was just out for a jog Sunday morning. When pressed, he started apologizing, saying every time he speaks to police, he gets in trouble. It's the second time in as many months Sarbai is accused of looking into cars and pulling on handles. In the latest case, police found in Sarbai's flannel pajama pants, among other things, $11 in loose change, an electronic BMW key, which he said he found on the ground, two iPod minis, and an iPod. Sarbai is out of jail on bond following his arrest for providing a false name and date of birth. County records show he was arrested earlier this month on a warrant for drug possession, and last November, he was arrested by University Police for public intoxication. A five-year-old's plan to rebuild the city park destroyed in last year's fertilizer plant explosion in West will take place. The second major fundraiser for Parker's Park Project generated $83,000. That puts the running total over $200,000, which was their goal. Friends and family of Parker Pustajovskis say future donations will go towards additional equipment. Last Saturday's event featured auctioneers from the cable TV show Storage Wars, Texas. Parker's father, Joey, was a volunteer firefighter and city secretary who died while battling the fire that preceded the explosion. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 64 degrees. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Good morning, it's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Mixture of sunshine and clouds through today and warm. Temperatures during this afternoon should be well up in the 80s. For tonight, it's generally clear and cooling off. Low temperature by morning down between 50 and 55 degrees. So for the next few days coming up, it will be a bit cooler. Mostly sunny skies and middle 70s during the day Wednesday, all the way down to 45 to 50 with a few clouds around Wednesday night. And Thursday, increasing clouds, high temperature low to mid 70s. I'm Gary Bass, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports. Yesterday was the President's Award, something new, Building Champions Awards, I'm sorry, with the A&M Athletics, and it's something brand new. It's the inaugural event. We'll share that with you in a sit-down with Coach Kevin Sumlin. Also, Fight Tech Aggie Baseball gearing up for the Texas State Bobcats. They're in town this week. NBA's holding a news conference about the Sterling fellow, all that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you about 6:50.
So it's the initial first annual
yes.
that they're going to do there.
First ever.
Ever. Just want to make sure you're awake out there. Yeah, just want to make sure you're awake. Yeah.
Steppenwolf?
Yeah. Sure, why not? Because after all, for all those guys who eat asphalt for a living, oh, and girls too. Yeah. A motorcyclist in Spain brought traffic to a standstill on one of Madrid's busiest highways.
Because?
Pulled over to look for his false teeth. Do you think that happens at Sturgis? I'm just saying.
Yes. Yes, yeah. I do.
Anyway, and everything would have been fine. You're going, well, how could he lose his teeth? Well, they flew out of his mouth when he sneezed. Yeah, can you imagine the wind? Anyway, two police officers ordered him to resume his journey for his own safety and that of other drivers. Wasn't known if the guy found his teeth. I guess that's why you ought to wear a helmet, right? You know?
Yeah, but most of them don't have a full face on them.
Well, yeah, true. We got a lot of
information.
But at least, you know, you had the visor, it'd slam into the visor, then get back into your mouth.
Well, my thought was, I don't want that floating around in the helmet.
Well, yes, but at least it's better than having to stop and look for it on the road.
Very true.
And your rider in back lost her bikini top. No, I didn't lose it.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's 6:14. It's the 29th day of April. I mean, we're almost to May. It's a Pinhole Photography Day, which is, oh, hi there. Kind of interesting, yeah, I
that's
guess.
That's fun.
Yeah. It's National Shrimp Scampi Day.
Ugh.
Okay. Really tastes good on a pizza, you know. I'm kidding.
I like shrimp scampi.
Shrimp scampi's fine. It's, you know, it's a little bit heavy for 6:15 in the morning, but anyway.
Oh, I'd give it a shot.
Okay. It's a zipper day, which has its ups and downs. And
oh,
it's thank you.
Gosh.
And then there's this thing, and I don't know, this is the kind of thing that just kind of rankles me. We're gonna look it up and see what it is. But today is World Wish Day. And I don't know what that means. Oh no, it's okay. It's a Make a Wish Foundation. Okay, that's okay. That's good. That's a good organization. That's a great organization. I was afraid it was going to be, you know, world peace and things like that, and it's not.
So this meets your approval then?
It meets my approval, okay. For whatever that's worth. All right, here we go. We got birthdays.
Megan Boone, 31 years old from The Blacklist. Bob Bryan and Mike Bryan. Don't know who they are. I didn't either. I did some digging.
Oh, who are they?
They're both 36 years old, and they have the record, actually, for the most tennis wins.
Oh, yeah, I know who those guys are, sure. Right,
600 plus and a total title, total number of titles at 69.
All right,
Derek Mears is 42 years old. He played the new Jason Voorhees in the new Friday the 13th movie.
Good for him, yeah. Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman is 44 years old.
Jerry Seinfeld, didn't that? No, that was Letterman.
Oprah. That's okay. Andre Agassi's 44 years old. Carney Wilson's 46.
She the fat one?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Eve Plum is 56 from the Brady Bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer is 56. Now, who would have thought Eve Plum and Michelle Pfeiffer were the same age?
Oh, no kidding.
This one surprised me. Daniel Day-Lewis is 57 years old.
Yeah.
Doing the background, acclaimed actor, picked roles very carefully.
Yeah.
Five-time Oscar nominee, won three times.
Yeah.
Since 1971, he's only been in 29 movies.
Yeah, he's very strange.
In the last 15 years, he's only been in five.
Yeah, well, you know, but they've been pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, been pretty good. And you know, the story that Sally Field tells is she played Mrs. Lincoln in Lincoln, which is a really outstanding movie.
Yes, it is. It's a very good movie.
And he would text her in character. Apparently, he stays in character when he's a doing
he's
a movie,
one of those kind.
Actors are weird. We know that, but his finished products are pretty good. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Kate Mulgrew is 59 years old from Star Trek, and she's also in the Orange is the New Black, which is the whole online rage thing. Everybody loves that. And finally, Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh.
Seinfeld is 60 today.
There you go. Watched him grow up on television.
Yes, we did.
Watched him grow up and get really rich on television.
Yeah.
And he and Larry David. Now, you missed a couple. We got Tommy James.
And the Shondells.
Well, I don't know how old the Shondells are, but he's 67. I guess he still walks slowly up onto stage and does those, you know, whatever. Rod McEwen, remember him?
Ooh.
Golly. I guess he's probably got all the money he needs. You know, he was a 20 years ago with that whispery voice, you know, he sold a lot of albums. He's 81.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff.
Cousin Bernie.
Wonder how many birthday cards he's going to be getting today. Anyway, he's 76, so there you go. All right, 618.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
A new report from the National Employment Law Project highlights the weakness of the so-called Obama economic recovery. Now, Time magazine reports the following, quote, lower wage industries accounted for 22% of recession job losses, but are responsible for 44% of the hiring in the so-called recovery. Now, there are almost 2 million more low-wage workers than there were at the start of the recession. High-wage jobs accounted for 41% of job losses, but have only grown 30% since the recession. And mid-wage jobs, well, that made up 37% of job losses, but only 26% of recent employment growth. Now, that means there are almost 2 million fewer high and mid-wage jobs than there were before 2008. America deserves better.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, when I get a muscle or a joint pain or back pain, I don't want pills. I just want relief, and I want it fast. Now, thankfully, a friend pointed out to me Salonpas Jet Spray. Now, it has two powerful pain-fighting ingredients that I can spray right where it hurts, and it sprays on clear, dries fast, and best of all, it starts to work on contact, and it lasts for hours and hours. Salonpas is now my go-to pain reliever. Now, you can find the blue can with the blue cap, so try Salonpas Jet Spray today. Use as directed. My wife and I'm not sure what we dislike the most about shopping, especially for new window coverings. The pushy salespeople, endless sample books, or waiting a month for delivery. Blinds.com. Now, they're super fast. You'll save a bundle. And if it's trending in window treatments, you got to know it's on Blinds.com. Like layering draperies over rich wood blinds. Now, my wife likes that. And as always, you're going to get free color samples, free shipping, free design consultation. So hurry now and score 10 to 15% off many of their popular design products. It's Blinds.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, it's 621, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So the funniest cities in America. Chicago is number one.
The second city.
Yeah. The study is based on comedy clubs and comedy radio stations. Didn't know that. A number of famous comedians born there. Funny tweeters that live there. And ratings of local audiences by traveling comedians. Well, but doesn't it figure that, you know, if you have more comedy clubs, then better chance that people go through there, that folks come to that town and that's part of their entertainment. But, yeah, and again, as you say, The Second City, which was a comedy group that spawned a lot of folks. Anyway, number one is Chicago. Number two is Boston. Number three is Atlanta. Number four is Washington, D.C. Speaking of D.C., you know, the Capitol steps are coming this year to open.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. I don't think I knew that.
They'll be back again.
They're so much fun.
They are. That's kind of neat. So they'll be coming up. And so for a short time, students in a high school in one southern Russian city had to pay cash to use the toilets at their schools. School officials instituted a plan to charge pupils for toilet trips in order to pay for repairs that were needed after some students vandalized the fixtures.
Yikes. Yeah.
No wonder we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has to get punished because there was somebody out there doing what they shouldn't be doing?
Yes.
Well, I guess that's probably right. But see, that would never happen here. That could not happen in the United States. There would be an attorney out there somewhere.
Oh, without question.
Stand up for the children so they could sit down.
Lemonade Dave returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids are expected to take part, learning how to start, own, and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's a fun, free, citywide event where kids get to make and keep the money they earn. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
The weather could boost some food costs. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The long-range weather forecast suggests we could see further increases in the cost of some food items and other products. Meteorologists say temperatures in the Pacific Ocean are rising, suggesting a return of the phenomenon called El Niño, which can upend weather around the world and cause disruptions in growing regions. That could raise the price of things like coffee and soybeans, and nickel prices could jump if El Niño causes dry weather in Indonesia, the world's top producer of the metal used to strengthen steel. The Supreme Court takes up a digital privacy question today. Justices will consider whether police officers need warrants before they can search suspect cell phones. Stock market futures are higher this morning. Norwegian Cruise Line reports revenue rose 26% in the latest quarter. Norwegian had an adjusted profit of 23 cents per share. That is up 6 cents from a year ago. The company announced a new stock buyback plan. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Traveling overseas for business comes with a checklist of things to worry about. But with T-Mobile, you can take getting international data off that list. Because with a simple choice for business plan, unlimited data in over 100 countries is automatically included at no extra charge. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
We're a regional business that isn't so regional anymore. We need more office space, more phones, and more staff. It's a good problem to have, but still a problem. That's when we called in our secret weapon, Regis.
Businesses of all sizes are turning to Regis. With over 1,700 global locations, Regis offers fully furnished offices with flexible terms, a receptionist to greet clients, and access to meeting rooms and video conference studios. Get 2 months free when you visit Regis.com/radio now or call 1-800-OFFICES.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and auction presented by Mac Resource Computers on Thursday, May the 1st at the Expo Complex, benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Doors open at 6 and $10 will get you dinner and drinks. Go to GaryBlairGolf.com for more. Special thanks to Mac Resource, Blue Line Rentals, Jack Hillier Distributing, Janice Buchanan, Valic Financial Advisor, Commerce National Bank, KBTX, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Good morning. It's 626, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Humidity really was out of the air yesterday, and that helped, even though it was kind of warm, not feel so bad. And what also did is it cooled things down quickly, so we ended up having a really nice evening. We'll have the same thing tonight. Of course, the downside of that is that the humidity is really low, which means there's no chance of rain in the forecast. Look for a high today of about 81 degrees. Winds will be out of the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour, maybe gusting up to 25. Tonight we'll be down to 49 once again. And then sunshiny skies and high temperatures probably in the middle 70s, climbing up to near 80 on Saturday. And our low temperature will probably be in the mid to upper 40s each day. Right now, the winds are out of the west at 3, 72% relative humidity, fair skies, and a pretty pleasant 59 out there.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling, business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
When you really want something or someone, it's possible to sabotage the whole thing by trying too hard. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PST files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
It's the most advanced technology available. Engineered with over 200 million sensory receptors. Its all-terrain design is beautifully formed. Weather-resistant. Reliable. Astonishingly high performance in even the most challenging of circumstances. And it is also the finest search technology in the world. There's nothing else quite like a search dog. Be part of the search. Go to searchdogfoundation.org to see how you can help.
When you're trying to accomplish something important in your career or your personal life, it's possible to try too hard, when really what you should do is surrender.
It's about learning the art of when to move forward and when to let go, to do everything you can to make something happen, but then turn the results over so you don't kill your endeavors with a death grip.
Dr. Judith Orloff, author of the book The Ecstasy of Surrender, says too often people sabotage their own success.
Because they get so over-anxious about something not coming through, they push and they force because they're so over-anxious and they alienate people. And so surrender is about learning, you know, when to move forward, when to make that call, you know, when to send that letter, and when not to.
So, whether it's love, career, or whatever.
No matter how much you're invested in something, no matter how worried you are, you have to breathe, center yourself, try and get neutral, and tune in and ask your gut, all right, what should I do now that isn't based on my anxiety and fear?
The anxiety over something important can cause you to act first and think later. So,
one of the surrender techniques is practicing restraint of email, tongue, and phone so that you don't send that email. You don't make that call, you know, at those moments to train yourself to decrease your anxiety so you could wait.
Tomorrow, the power of surrender in a relationship. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News time is 6:30. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to maraeyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. There's been a recent flurry of deals among major pharmaceutical companies, one of which might generate more business in the Bryan College Station biocorridor.
The Wall Street Journal reports GlaxoSmithKline, that's located its North American vaccine operations here, recently purchased the vaccine portfolio of rival Novartis for more than $5 billion.
To have a more enhanced, broader portfolio of vaccines that could potentially be made in our new facilities or in new facilities that they may construct over the years is really an exciting possibility.
Dr. Brett Gerard, the chief executive of the Texas A&M Health Science Center, was the point man in bringing GSK to BCS, and the recruiting continues. Reading the Wall Street Journal article and the references to Merck and Company and Bristol-Myers Squibb and the other companies that are cited in this particular article.
Well, I can tell you one of those names that you've talked about has very active discussions with us. So this is not a secret anymore.
In less than 4 years, production will be underway with up to 50 million doses available for GSK. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Brazos County Appraisal District is mailing annual valuation notices. If you don't like the numbers, Chief Appraiser Mark Price says an appeal should be made as soon as possible.
They don't have to have an appointment. They can just walk into our office beginning mid to end of this week, and we'll sit them down with an appraiser and we'll show them what we did and how we did it and get their information so they can avoid long lines if they come in early.
And notify the appraisal district if you've removed structures from your property.
That could be a very good reason why you should take a look at that notice. I think a lot of people don't pay much attention to that notice until they receive a tax bill down the road. Take a look at that notice, and if you had a structure, you've got to say a rural property with a couple barns or something, and you maybe removed a building or two. We may not know that because we're not everywhere on January 1st.
More information is available at the appraisal district office and online at brazoscad.org. Employees at a Bryan fast food restaurant caught a forged $20 bill from a drive-through customer quickly enough to notify authorities. It helped that an off-duty constable and an off-duty fire marshal were working security at the Whataburger on Texas near Villa Maria. The car was directed into a parking space while three police officers arrived to join the two working security. The driver told police he had sold his cell phone for $100 and that he must have been where he received the forged $20. 19-year-old Brandon Allen of Missouri City was arrested after police found $620 of forged bills in his wallets, $650s and $1620s. A College Station man is accused of driving drunk and crashing into three cars before pulling out of an apartment complex. This was Saturday night at the district apartments on Luther Street West. One of the cars that was struck was able to follow the suspect's car until College Station police caught up almost 2 miles away on Holloman near Anderson. Both of the front tires on the suspect's car were flat and coolant was leaking. Witnesses included a passenger who told police he asked the driver to stop and to let him out of the car while hitting other cars. The driver, 18-year-old William Seinley, refused to answer any questions before he was arrested. Two physics professors at the University of Houston are accused of federal fraud. A 29-count indictment charges them with making false statements and providing misleading documents to secure more than $1 million in research grants from NASA and the Energy Department, among other agencies. 57-year-old Abeldek Benosala and 58-year-old David Sterikoff turned themselves in Monday to federal authorities. The foundation that's received nearly $4 million in donations for the people affected by the West Fertilizer Plant explosion has given out less than half of that money a year later. The West Long-Term Recovery Fund has been criticized by some residents for not moving quicker to distribute money. Officials told the Dallas Morning News they've run into unexpected delays involving federal regulations and verifying claims. Suzanne Hack, the fund's director, says the goal was to distribute $2 million by the first anniversary of the explosion. Meantime, the city park in West, which was destroyed by the explosion, will come back thanks to a 5-year-old who lost his firefighter father. The second fundraiser for Parker's Park Project, highlighted by an auction conducted by the auctioneers of the cable TV show Storage Wars Texas, generated $83,000. That put fundraising past the $200,000 goal for the firefighter-themed park. Family and friends of the youngster, Parker Pusajowski, noted that last summer's first fundraiser also raised $83,000. The numbers 8 and 3 are significant for Parker's late father, Joey, who was born August 3rd, 8-3 of 1983, at 8:03 p.m., and his birth weight was 8 pounds and 3 ounces. The University of Texas System Board of Regents has selected a familiar name to lead the new UT campus in the Rio Grande Valley. Former Texas Tech President Guy Bailey will lead the combined Pan American and Brownsville campuses. Bailey spent 2 months as the president of the University of Alabama before resigning to take care of his ailing wife, who died in September of 2012. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
They're the unsung heroes of Central Texas, our treasured survivors of World War II, from the war in the Pacific to the invasion of Normandy and everything in between.
We realized then that we were at war.
Some veterans are working to preserve their history.
A lot of children that don't even know what World War II was.
But we're losing these precious vets at a rate of 600 per day. Families of those recently laid to rest want it to be known. KAGS HD News' Sophia Stamas tells their stories. Tonight at 10 on KAGS HD News. Now you can see KAGS HD on DirecTV Channel 23. KAGS News, meteorologist Jared Plusnik's weather. Ag EOT with Luke Simons and Chris Vallejos, Saturdays at 10 p.m. Now you can see KAGS HD on DirecTV Channel 23. The Today Show, NBC Nightly News, Kelly and Michael, Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, Jeopardy, and Wheel of Fortune. Now you can see KAGS HD on DirecTV Channel 23. NBC Primetime Shows, NBC Sunday Night Football, and the 2014 Winter Olympics from Sochi. DirecTV and KAGS, you've got it all.
6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service, that means overtime coverage for you and your family and no overtime charges. You come home, unit's not working, they'll get somebody out there the same day. 690-2278, here's some numbers.
Mixture of sunshine and clouds through today and warm. Temperatures during this afternoon should be well up in the 80s. For tonight, it's generally clear and cooling off. Low temperature by morning down between 50 and 55 degrees. So for the next few days coming up, it will be a bit cooler. Mostly sunny skies and middle 70s during the day Wednesday, all the way down to 45 to 50 with a few clouds around Wednesday night. And Thursday, increasing clouds, high temperature low to mid 70s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's a great event, and it's a chance for all of our players, you know, to show some professionalism.
And they did just that at the President's Award. We'll share all of that with a brand-new award ceremony held for Texas A&M. Aggie baseball is gearing up for a four-game homestand that starts with the Texas State Bobcats tonight and an NBA news conference today on the Sterling situation. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
Well, pretty big news as Texas Here We Come, Toyota is going to be moving.
Yep.
They're moving it all.
Lock, stock, and barrel.
I'll drag it right over here to the Lone Star State, which, again, now brings up and obviously this is a very large company.
Yeah.
And so they moved to Texas, and it, again, focuses on the difference between those folks out there and us and the way that we do things. Now, you know, getting a Toyota plant here was pretty cool.
Yep. So, San Antonio. You
know, got that. Mm-hmm. They build a
that
lot
was
of trucks.
My school district.
Yeah, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's great tax money, and it brings
yes,
in
yeah, it was.
Some good jobs. They finally got that artificial turf for them, probably at the school there. But anyway.
Nope.
No?
No. Okay. We like our grass.
Okay. So, you know, obviously, Rick Perry's made some headlines when it comes to trying to go out there and find some businesses and, mm-hmm. you know, the Texas innovation type thing. He says, California regulates, Texas innovates. Yeah, so there. But, you know, when you go back in and you really take a look at the approach California takes and the approach Texas takes, there are a lot of very key regulations that are very different. Land development and energy resources and labor cost. Now, obviously, labor is less expensive here. And, of course, from California's point of view, you're telling those people, well, you move there, you're going to fall farther down the economic ladder because of the lower wages. But the bottom line is they talked to a guy named Jordan Levin, who's the director of economic research for Beacon Economics, which is a Los Angeles-based research firm. And he called the cost of housing the biggest threat to California's economy. He said the state's most affordable, that would be cheapest, okay? California's most affordable market is on par with the most expensive market in Texas. And basically, that's it. He says California suffers from chronic undersupplying of housing, which he blamed in part on how difficult the state makes it for new construction projects to move forward. Well, you know what? That problem's in Sacramento, and they better fix it. That's just all there is to it. Because all things being equal, you can talk about making less money in Texas, but if you can buy a nicer house, and we've seen that happen. People coming in here, I mean, just in our city. I mean, the number of houses that are being built that are over $500,000, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. And you go, what do these people do? Well, they may have done something in another part of the country, and they moved here, and their dollars go farther.
Absolutely.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Gosh, that seems rather attractive, doesn't it?
Until they go screwing it up.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Don't
but I mean,
bring it back here.
They don't have anything better to do than vote against their own best interests.
Now, we mentioned this yesterday, that one of the things that they're apparently going to look at this week in Washington is, will the Senate start talking about increasing the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour? Okay. Now, we already understand that the Democrats may try to bring that to the floor in the Senate. The Republicans probably will try to block it. So the Democrats will be able to paint the Republicans as obstructionists, you know,
right,
because they don't want to let the little man get up off the floor. They want to keep their foot on the neck of the little guy. Because it's all theory right now. The Republicans go, look, if the minimum wage goes up, people are going to lose jobs. The Democrats, for their part, says we need to lift everyone up. Americans deserve a raise. So they can bandy that back and forth in theory. But actually, the theory became the truth. Byron York writing about it this morning. Military bases, okay? Because that's where it starts. Federal contractors are going to have to pay $10.10 an hour. Right now it's $7.25 an hour. And what Mr. Obama said when he signed it was, this will make a difference for folks. Okay, whenever he uses folks, put your hand on your wallet, okay? Or someplace, because he's trying to be folksy with this, and he's not folksy. And he talks about a dishwasher at Randolph Air Force Base in Texas making $7.76 an hour. He said, that's fast food worker. At Andrews right down the street here, $8.91 an hour, and a laundry worker in Camp Dodge in Iowa making $9.03 an hour. Once I sign this order, starting next year, as the contracts come up, they will get a raise. So the order does go into effect January 1st of next year. Oh, but wait. In March, okay? Earlier in March. The publication Military Times reported three McDonald's fast food restaurants plus one lesser-known food outlet will soon close at Navy air bases. Military Times quoted sources saying the closures are related to the coming mandatory wage increases.
What?
We don't have to talk theory anymore. We're talking boots on the ground, so to speak, where the rubber meets the road.
Boots out the door.
Yeah. The closures, real and contemplated, are serious concerns to 40 Republican members of the House Armed Services and Education Workforce Committees, who wrote a letter to the Labor Secretary asking the mandatory increases not apply for some businesses on military bases. Well, I don't like that, Republicans, Democrats, or anything. Don't ask for special dispensation for people who are in your district. We all got to take this hit together, okay? Got to. If you're going to do it, do it. If you're not, you're not. The administration also is making it very expensive just to do business on military bases, not just because of the minimum wage. Under federal law, some businesses operating on military installations now also have to pay workers something called health and welfare payment, okay, which last year was $2.56 an hour, on top of the $3.81 hour raise they're going to have to give. So in other words, they're going to have to give $6 an hour more worker?
That's not going to affect the price of anything.
No. It's going to close places.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Stupid.
Can talk theory all you want, but there it is. It's already happening, apparently, on military bases as they prepare for what they see as the increase. So
the reality of all this, and my question really and truly is, we just got Toyota. We talked about that at the start of the segment. How long does it take for the rest of the country to go, hey,
yeah,
look at what they're doing here.
Right, yeah.
Because as much as I like the tax dollars coming here,
uh-huh,
I just assume they stay where they're at.
Yeah, well, and you know, the idea is we make as nice an environment as possible for business, and that should benefit us all. It scares me. I don't like giving politicians tax dollars.
Amen.
Because sometimes they don't use them properly. But we'll see what happens. That is the real deal right there. And this is kind of interesting. From the National Journal, it shows that the biggest drag on Democrats hoping to maintain control of the Senate is Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
The poll is set to be released next month, but a preview shows the president's approval rating at 41%, with his numbers especially weak among the non-college and older whites that dominate the electorate. in 7 red-leaning states where Democrats are having to defend their Senate seats this time.
Marylander.
And just, well, I got a story on that, too. Just 1 in 4 adults say that their actions are increasing economic opportunity for people like them, which is not a good
story. But it's all for the middle class.
Speaking of Mary Landrieu, new commercial, and it has a Republican shipbuilder's name is Boise Ballinger from Lockport, Louisiana, saying that he's going to vote for Mary Landrieu even though he disagrees with her on a lot of issues. He says in the commercial, Louisiana can't afford to lose Mary Landrieu. She's chairman of the Energy Committee, the most powerful position a person can have for Louisiana. She does big things for Louisiana. I'm with Mary. So we'll see how that works.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we need somebody who's plugged in. You know, we understand that.
Sure.
It's not bad having a neighboring state. I mean, if she wins, it's not bad having a neighboring state have the chairman of the Senate Energy Committee. See how.
But if we get the XL pipeline and that finally goes through, it won't matter.
True. But again, it's
some our nose at proverbial everybody. Yeah, look, we're going to build the cars and we'll put gas in them.
Yeah,
right
so
here.
There. Need anything else? Don't talk to us like that. We're liable to pull out of the country again.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 3rd, it's Show Beef Projects. This class can help 4-H and FFA youth improve their management and performance with their beef projects. Come be a part of it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There are times you simply can't wait until winter to prune your shade trees. While that may be the very best season for major reshaping of trees, spring storms, insects, diseases, and normal dieback can all make pruning at some other season essential. We're going to look through the details of late spring and early summer tree pruning so you'll be prepared. I'll be back with those details right after this important message. This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our lawns have taken a beating. This is the perfect time to get out there and start repairing the damage. With just 3 simple steps, your lawn can be healthy and green in no time. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, plant grass seed that's designed to withstand heat and drought, such as Scott's Turf Builder grass seed with Water Smart technology. And third and finally, feeding is the best thing to do to strengthen a drought-damaged lawn. Feed your newly planted grass with Scott's starter food for new grass. And for lawns that don't require reseeding, feed your lawn with the iconic lawn fertilizer Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. You will find all of the Scott's products you need for your project at your local Lowe's stores. For more information, go to Scott's.com. Scott's Turf Builder Recovery. As with pruning at any other season, you'll always want to make doubly sure that you really have to make cuts when you start trimming your trees. Try to have a branch collar in place against the main trunk. If you look at almost any tree limb, you'll see a swollen area right where it attaches to the main trunk. Usually that collar won't extend out more than 1/4 inch, but it's very important tissue to be successful in the healing process. You want to leave just a little bit of it in place, maybe no more than 1/8 to 1/4 inch of that branch collar stays in place. If it's a large limb, remove it in a 3-step approach. Start with an undercut 15 inches out from the trunk. Cut 1/3 of the way, or at least 1/4 of the way, into the limb from the underside. Next, you want to move out just 2 or 3 inches farther out, farther away from the trunk, and cut through the limb from the top all the way through. As the weight of the branch peels the wood back, the ripped tissue will stop at the undercut. Make your 3rd cut against the collar to remove the stub. You probably wouldn't have to seal the cut surface with black pruning paint for most of your trees, but it's certainly recommended for limbs removed from oaks. There are insects and diseases that move into fresh wounds in oaks during the growing season, so apply pruning sealant carefully. Don't get it all over the collar tissues. Sometimes your tree's lower limbs begin to hang very low late in the spring as the combined weight of new leaves and new shoot growth pulls them down. If they're creating an eyesore or hazard, you want to remove them now. If you have splits in limbs or in the main trunk, this is the time to drill completely through them and install all thread rods and large washers and nuts to draw them together. Don't wait any later into the growing season to do it, or you'll risk decay and insect invasion. You might also take this opportunity to have major tree limbs that are vulnerable to ice or windstorms cabled to one another for added support. They counterbalance one another, so they flex as a unit, not individually. A trained arborist, a certified arborist, can do the job for you. In fact, let me just put in a good word for tree care. Certified arborists are the best in the business. There are hundreds of them in the state of Texas. They have passed the most difficult exams of certification. I'm Neil Sperry. Take steps now to save water this summer. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Jake Matthews and Megan Strait received the President's Award last night during Texas A&M Athletics' inaugural Building Champions Awards held at Reed Arena. Aggie student-athletes were treated to a maroon carpet entrance and a gala with awards presented to various academic, service, leadership, and athletic endeavors. Coach Sumlin likes the idea of seeing his athletes get recognition for something more than they've done than just on the field.
It's a great event, and it's a chance for all of our players, you know, to show some professionalism. I think, you know, so many times we're seen in a certain light, particularly in football, y'all, you can't see their face. So uniforms all the time. Now they get to be able to show what they're going to do. Football ends at a certain point in life. And we're here to honor all of our student athletes for all their accomplishments, no matter what they are.
The President's Award is the highest award presented to student-athletes at Texas A&M by the Athletics Department. The individual receiving this award is someone who displays extraordinary talents in areas of athletics, scholarship, leadership, and service. Aggie baseball opens a four-game homestand this evening when the Maroon and White host the Texas State Bobcats at Olsen. A&M is hoping to maintain the momentum gained in a four-game road swing that saw the Aggies win three of four games against top 25 teams, including one at number 16 Rice, and two wins against number 21 Mississippi State. Here's Coach Childress from Tex-Aggs Radio yesterday.
It's about us just going and taking care of our business, and we answered the bell last week, and, you know, like I said earlier, it's only going to mean something if we can continue that. And, you know, we've got a Texas State team that just played Louisiana Lafayette tough, you know, for three games, and very well coached and very talented, and then LSU this weekend. It's just a matter of us going and playing good baseball down the stretch.
Corey Ray gets the start for the Aggs while Chad Young gets the ball for the Bobcats. Pregame schedule for 6. First pitch at Bluebell at 6:35 and all the action on 1620 WTAW. The NBA will hold a news conference today to make an announcement about the investigation involving Clippers owner Donald Sterling and the racially charged comments attributed to him. A suspension of indefinite length and a fine of up to $1 million is possible. And the controversy is now hitting the Clippers in the pocketbook, as well as several corporate sponsors have pulled their advertising. Here's Clippers coach Doc Rivers on the situation.
We live in a make-believe life in sports. Let's just be honest. It's so unreal, the life we live in. And right now, this is real life. And they'll grow from it, and they'll be better people because of it. And that's the way I look at it, in that way. And, you know, I just hope I can do the right thing.
We'll move over now to the action actually on the hardwood, where the Miami Heat have become the first team to advance to the NBA Conference semifinals, as LeBron James had 31 points and 9 assists in a 109-98 win at Charlotte, completing the four-game sweep. Atlanta owns a 3-2 series lead over Indiana after a 107-97 win. And Manu Ginobili's 23 points led the San Antonio Spurs past the Dallas Mavericks. The Mavs were down by 20 and clawed their way all the way back, but still fell 93-89. The win evens the series at two games apiece. And here's San Antonio coach Greg Popovich on the fight through the mistakes that let Dallas back in.
Did a good job. We had a couple of turnovers, a couple of bad shots. And, you know, it turned. It's not just defense or obvious. It's a lot of things. When you go up by a bit or you give up a run, it happens in every game.
In the NHL, the Los Angeles Kings and Minnesota Wild have forced Game 7s in their Stanley Cup first-round series by winning last night. And from the SEC, Missouri has hired Kim Anderson as its new men's basketball coach. The 58-year-old Anderson is a former star player for the Tigers and a longtime aide to former Missouri coach Norm Stewart before winning Division II championships at Central Missouri this season. He replaces Frank Haith, who left for Tulsa earlier in the month. And finally, wrapping things up in Major League Baseball, where Sonny Gray threw three-hitter for his first career complete game, and the Oakland Athletics beat the Texas Rangers 4-0. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live. My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options, or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Do the weather in just a minute, but obviously it's about to be May, and after that comes June, July, August, and September, where we're going to have plenty of hot weather. Folks at Intercon, of course, have solutions for you, and they have for decades when it comes to keeping your energy bills under control. Now, kind of a neat deal that BTU does, if you're a BTU customer, they've got some incentives that can help you to do some things that will conserve energy, make your utility bill go down. So get with them and find out what's available, and go see the folks at Intercon because they're specialists when it comes to that. And during this time of year, we start talking about solar screens a lot because I don't know that there's one thing that for a small purchase price can save you so much money instantaneously. Because obviously you have rooms in the house where the sun comes beating in on the west or the east side. And once you do that, starts